No, I bring the ability to high point the ball in my yard, get yards after the catch and be able to break tackles. And some of my weaknesses is probably some blocking, and I need to work on that. Including senior, I'll say a Florida State game and a Kentucky game senior, and
Carolina Panthers North Carolina head State. Coach Ron Rivera, podium A. Carolina Panthers head coach Ron Rivera, podium A.
You know, it's just God-given talent, you know, and just, he just blessed me with the ability just to outrun the defenders and be able to catch the ball. You know, I'm a competitor. You know, those are two good guys that's in front of me. And, you know, I'm a very good competitor, too. So it's just all about competing against each other, just making each other better.
If you look at the production that the first round receivers had last year, it was pretty considerable. Do you look at those guys and kind of see yourself doing that next year, 1,000 yards, that sort of thing?
Yeah, you know, we see ourselves differently. We don't try to compare ourselves to other people. We're just going to do differently what they did. You know, it'll be a good thing. You know, we have a good connection with each other because we played each other for about 3 years, and that'd be a good thing if I went there.
You think that would make sense for the Vikings to weigh that into the equation, the way you guys can work together?
I'm thinking it would be, but who knows? You don't know what's going to happen. I anticipate running, I'll say 4-4, maybe something like that.
Where's your name?
I met with, I say, Oakland, Minnesota. I met with quite a lot of teams.
Yes,
I have. Yeah.
What are the main differences in the offense this year as opposed to what you were doing under Sean Watson
and first team? This offense is based on a spread offense. Last year wasn't based on spread, so it was just more differently this year. Move you around a bit more, get you ball more. I think that's telling them that we have good players that's able to compete in big games and show up. You know, I adapted really well. You know, we had good quarterbacks after Teddy, but they weren't as good as him. But they're good, though, but I had to adapt very well to it. It's easy. You just have to learn your play, but it's like a new system, so you just learn your plays and then move it around. So you just get the ball to you as many times as they can.
Have you spoken to the Browns?
I'm not sure.
A lot of projections of you are X receivers, obviously one of them on the line of scrimmage. NFL is a league with corners like the press. How do you get off the press, get that clean release, keep the time on the
And you say, like, you can't get jammed or anything. If you get jammed, it's going to mess up the timing with you and the quarterback. So you got to get a clean release.
So for you, I mean, the footwork side of
being
upper body, how do you personally beat the jam?
I beat it with my feet and my hands. As a player? I'm a big physical kind of player. I go and get the balls. I go in the middle, catch the balls anywhere. I go and get it. I mean, they know how to foot injury. I don't think that concerns them at all.
Who's the toughest DB you face?
I say PJ Williams from Florida State. Because the different type of techniques he uses, he likes to do bump build technique. He just changed up a bit, so he had to readjust to what he was doing.
South Alabama quarterback Brandon Bridge, table 3, South Alabama quarterback, Brandon Bridge, table 3. William & Mary wide receiver, Douglas McBride, table 3. William & Mary wide receiver, Douglas McBride, also table 3.
I couldn't hear you. I can't hear you. Yeah. One thing, the difference is colleges, they're not as fast as the people in this NFL. So you just got to work harder than you did before to get prepared for NFL. Freshman year, somebody threw me a high pass. I just went up and got it. Then that's just when I became known in practice. Yes. I say he's just a real smart player. He knows the coverages, knows what the defense is doing before they're about to do anything. And he's very smart. I think he's putting a lot in work. And some of it is natural, but he puts in a lot of work over time.
Central Michigan wide receiver Titus Davis, table 6. Central Michigan wide receiver Titus Davis, table 6.
Oh, no, we already knew what Teddy can do. He was prepared the whole time, and people doubted him, and he just proved everybody wrong.
Some draft
sets,
you go to San Diego. What are your thoughts on the Chargers?
On the Chargers?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't really had any thoughts about it, but wherever I go, I'm fine with it. I'm not sure. I don't know.